Hi. Hi. There's a question from my intern Nilima. He's one of my 10 years ago she was my student, and she's my student. Student of psychology. She did my intern with me and Bell BHEL. So she came for doing a project work on psychology, some behavior, I don't know. Her question is, why are we suffering, or why are we insecure in spite of college degree, in spite of getting a job, in spite of getting married? The sense of insecurity. I agree with you, Nilima, that what you are telling is a truth, but it is not a universal truth. At least in my case, in my students who believe in my philosophy, whom I mentor, they don't believe in it. I see it like this. As long as you take care of yourself and one dimension of yourself, you will suffer. Now, right now, people are suffering is because of job loss. Okay, many people lost the job. In fact, if you say, I also lost the job because now, I have four clinics in Chennai, one in Virgambakkam, another in Tambaram, another is in Kandigai, another is in OMR. Where a lot of young couples keep on flowing for me, and fully very busy during the pre-COVID days. Now there is no more appointments. Cash flow crunch is there everywhere. Okay, whether it is Shah Rukh Khan or Salman Khan, they are also out of the job. But being in the city of Indian Hollywood, Chennai, or Indian Bollywood or Kollywood, I don't know, whatever it is, Indian Bollywood, Chennai. I have seen close of my clients who are super celebrities. What are they doing? Do you know what they're doing? They are enjoying. Many of the celebrities have left to their native place. They're enjoying. They know that this is the time what they feel that they should get connected. Anyhow, when this insecurity is going to go, they do not know. They packed up the whole family and left and enjoying the native place. So the point here is not what has happened. It is what you do to what has happened. What you do to what has happened, what you do to what happened, you don't have any control. What happened, you don't have any control. But how do you respond to that? Two ways of responding. One is just blaming it, shouting at it, fighting with that, thinking about it, criticizing, complaining, competing, contentment. After contentment, that will lead to your self-frustration. So, okay, what to do? I have no other option. Okay, what to do? So when this movie runs on, what to do, nothing doing, what to do, nothing doing, what to do, nothing doing, that means you are going to a self-frustration zone. You are going into. Okay, coming to your topic of why you are insecure, or why are you suffering. You are suffering because not because of your COVID pandemic, no. You are suffering because you do not know how to respond to that what has happened. I'm not like I'm making a big money, but I have seen a different dimension. What has happened is a lot of my clients have shifted to video clients. I have almost 8 to 10 video clients, video for mentoring, for counseling, for coaching, they are there. Why? Because already I have thought of this 10 years ago, 500 YouTube videos. So one of the reasons you are not improved is because you are not caught the trend. You could not see a vision. You could not develop your mind. You tell me how many of you are reading one book a month. So you don't want to change your perception. How does the change of perception take place? How does the change of transformation take place? Reading, learning. Where are you reading? There are two ways. One is either you read by yourself or you go and join a friend who are reading for you. When you don't adopt to do these two things, you will suffer. You don't have a method of feeding your mind. Your mind is stuck. Your program is stuck. I would not say the virus. It is stuck. It is refusing to operate. As long as your mind is stuck and you sympathize with your mind, you empathize with your mind, you are creating a frustration, circle of frustration. And once the circle becomes bigger, 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 that it becomes a sphere of frustration. You are entering the sphere of frustration not because of somebody, you are entering into fear of frustration because of you, Nilima, please understand. You are not taking care of your mind. You complete your graduation because it was a necessity. But afterwards, are you improving? The need of the mind, the food for the mind is learning. The food for the mind is learning. New learning. New learning, new perception. New perception, new dimensions of life. One of the reasons why you are not able to do it because you are not at all learning. You yourself told me, you are not updating yourself. You are not even going through books. You are not even going through blogs. Okay. What happened to you when you were with me? You remember we had a book club? Isn't it? It was there. So what was the objective? One book a week. One book a week. But how many books are you reading? You have stopped it. Your mind is getting rusted. Then why do you want to blame others? Rust your mind and blame others. Is it fair? Is it fair that you don't want to eat and you suffer that you are having a health problem? Is it fair on your part? So friends, please focus on it. If you are stuck up, it's because your mind is getting rusted. So what can you do to clean that rust? That is where your suffering will end. The suffering will end. And mind should have a vision. Only thing is, if you have a vision, is you will perish. If you don't have vision, you will perish. If you have a vision, you will cherish. My vision is to help 10 million young couples of this world, empower them with all the mind knowledge I have learned. They are having a 4-generational stress. I want them to aware, if they don't take all the stresses from imported from their parents and grandparents, will be exported for the next 3 generations. My clients are stuck up in a problem where they do not know what damage they are going to see to themselves. I can see that. My mission is to empower 10 million young couples until they have a vision which is bigger than some. Okay, don't worry what achieves or not achievement. Have a bigger vision, then you will achieve it. Have a bigger vision and you will definitely achieve it. You will definitely achieve it. Focus on that.